First, access to affordable housing is a growing challenge for some Wisconsinites, not just the homeless, but also low to middle income working people or senior citizens on fixed incomes. A report earlier this year from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found that housing costs have outpaced inflation and incomes over the last decade, resulting in a shortage of what they call workforce housing, homes that are affordable for people who make up the labor force in a given area. Two state lawmakers join us now in the studio. Janet Bewley is a Democrat representing the state's 25th Senate district, including Bayfield, Ashland, and Washburn counties. She sits on the Senate Committee on Utilities and Housing and is a board member of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, or WEDA. Senator Bewley, thanks a lot for coming up to the studio.
It's my pleasure to be here.
And Scott Allen is a Republican representing the state's 97th Assembly District, which includes Waukesha. He's also a board member with WEDA and vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Housing and Real Estate. Representative Allen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, Representative Allen, let's start by talking to both of you, actually, about what's happening in your part of the state. You represent the Waukesha area. Do you see access to housing that people can afford being an issue there?
It's a huge issue. We have plenty of jobs available in Waukesha County, but not enough workers. And the workers, you know, we have a disconnect between workers and housing is what we have in Waukesha County. So there's transportation issues related to it. Housing could be an important solution to that.
And Senator Bewley, take us to northern Wisconsin. What do you see up there?
Well, northern Wisconsin is usually challenged by the lack of developers who see the area as a place where they want to get involved and get investment. Also, we have a very diverse area. Some of the areas are not settled densely at all, very, very rural. Houses are far apart. And then we also have cities, the city of Superior, the city of Rice Lake. And they all have different needs. Some have a lack of older housing options for the elderly or those on fixed incomes. Some of the cities say we need that middle market. Others say we need market rate for the up-and-comers who are moving into the area. So it's a complex problem, but that's what we hope to find are complex solutions.
Is there something that the state can do, given that it doesn't sound like there's a one-size-fits-all approach? There are specific problems that are different in the biggest cities to the rural communities. Senator Bewley, starting with you, do you see the state having a role here in helping tackle this?
Well, I think that the fact that we do have agencies that are doing things very well for specific markets, and that is WEDA, Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, their target market is those people who are on fixed incomes and low incomes, because the programs that they are able to do bring in subsidy to keep those rents low. And we have a mortgage product meant for first-time home buyers that will keep the interest low, lower than the market, and also give them the guidance they need to buy their first home. But the first home to buy is becoming rarer and rarer. The housing stock in northern Wisconsin is very old, some of the oldest homes in the state. So we need the ability to build. Building is hard, and we just can't renovate everything, and not everybody wants to do that. So we need a mix of solutions for a mix of problems.
And Representative Allen, what do you want to add to that as far as what the state can do to tackle these things?
Yeah, it's challenging because so much of our land use decisions are made at the local level, and it's the local land use regulations that greatly impact the supply of housing. Oftentimes, we have very restrictive zoning laws. We have very sometimes steep fees that are involved. Sometimes the development approval process is very cumbersome. That all makes the potential for housing development tougher and tougher because, you know, a developer is going to go where things are easy. A developer is going to go where the potential profits are greater. And so they're going to look for the low hurdles and the easy profits. So I think we as a state have to really examine how we can, you know, potentially influence those local land use decisions and those local lawmakers to be more developer friendly, to encourage more housing development in places like Senator Bewley's district or all around the state.
Oh, go ahead. Oh,
no, I think that this is interesting because northern Wisconsin, we have the land, we have communities that are ready to work with developers. We've made the process as simple as we can, and yet they won't come because, one, they don't have the guarantee that the projects are going to work, that these houses are going to sell or the units are going to rent, because right now it is a free market. There is no subsidy involved, or there is no group of people that are getting a lower rate or a cheaper mortgage unless you do target low-income people. The other problem is that we have a lack of attractive development frills, the things that bring people into the area. With the property taxes having been frozen for as long as they have, communities have not been able to invest. They can barely get the roads plowed. And with the weather as it is, the culverts and from the flood, there are so many expenses that local communities have. They can't build parks. They can't build water parks. They can't add more library hours. They can't do the kinds of things that are very important to people who move in. And, of course, we have the problem with lack of broadband. High-speed internet is a requirement, but we still have large areas that do not have it.
Talking about affordable housing in Wisconsin with two state lawmakers, Senator Janet Bewley, a Democrat, and Scott Allen, Republican, in the Assembly. Representative Allen, are there ways to help local communities out here to give them flexibility to tackle these problems without, I guess, the state overriding their ability to control what's going on in their neighborhoods?
Right. You can look at it from a standpoint of a carrot and a stick, right? I think everybody responds to incentives better than the punishment. I think we have to put everything on the table because we do have, I don't want to call it a crisis, but it's, I think, approaching an affordable housing crisis in Wisconsin. It's not quite there yet, but we have to be creative. We have to reexamine. So many of our zoning codes, for instance, all across the state, were largely put in place in the 1950s and have remained largely unchanged since. I challenge anybody to look at their local zoning code, pick any particular zoning definition, and read what the requirements are and see if you can figure out what you could actually build in those locations. So I think we have to look at a way of, if we're going to encourage developers to move around the state to go to different places, if there's any way that we can, to some extent, universalize zoning codes so that a developer from Dane County could look at a neighboring county and not be intimidated by the process, because it is a long time. There's a lot of money invested up front in a development process. Also, when you talk about development, one of the things that gets in the way is quite frankly, the banking regulations, the Dodd-Frank regulations, make it almost impossible for developers to invest in land speculation these days. That's a federal government regulation, but are there things that we can do on a local economy basis? Some of the things that have been done in other states are what are called public improvement districts, where we look at the streets and the sewers and the gutters and the all that stuff and financing that separately outside of the development. Maybe there's creative ways we can structure it so that communities could utilize those tools. So we've got to add more tools to the toolbox to make it easier for municipalities to do the kinds of things that will attract development.
And Senator Bewley, we've talked on the show about cities around the country looking at this idea of a lot of zoning being single family and only single family and this much distance between single family houses and trying to loosen things up to allow either multifamily developments, a small apartment, say, or even just allowing, you know, renting that back outbuilding or the shed above the garage or whatever. Is this an issue here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think it is from community to community, because I know that there are, I'll take the city of Superior, there already are row houses, zero lot lines, and there are communities that are ready to have have that. And also, a number of people who really like that style of living, having the alley be the main way that you navigate your neighborhood with an attractive front yard, leads to all kinds of very, very nice development plots. But again, these decisions are made locally. If there would be something that the state could do to help redefine what the different zones are, how they're labeled and what is required, the ability to get a change in zoning is pretty much up to the local level. And I believe that more education about the importance of having an approachable government that will make the zoning changes more easy and more appropriate for the kind of development that the community needs.
We're talking to Democratic State Senator Janet Buley and Republican State Representative Scott Allen about the issue of affordable and workforce housing in Wisconsin. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever felt priced out of housing where you live? Is that your situation right now? You can't afford to rent or buy a place close to where you work? Do you think housing costs are taking up too much of your income? What would you like to see the state do to help out, or your local government for that matter? Do you have questions for our guest or ideas for them? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we pick up our conversation with Republican State Representative Scott Allen and Democratic State Senator Janet Buley. We're talking about affordable housing in Wisconsin for people at a variety of income levels, issues with finding places for people who work to live in their own communities. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this a problem for you in your community? High rents, high costs of housing. Have you personally felt priced out of housing in your area? What kind of solutions do you want to see? What questions do you have for our guests? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. On the Facebook page, we heard from Janice, who says, I live in Barron County in northwest Wisconsin. I hear retired and elderly people say there isn't enough affordable housing for them. But Janice says it seems housing is high everywhere. Senator Buley, retirees, we want to make it so that people can stay in Wisconsin when they retire, maybe even, fingers crossed, move to Wisconsin to retire. Is this an obstacle?
Well, it is, because of the way that housing for seniors is broken up. If you are of modest means and you are thinking of leaving the farm and want to go into a city, to find a place is going to be difficult. Unless you are low income right away, to get a rental would be difficult. A market rate rental is going to be hard to find. And a small home, while it might be affordable, it probably isn't going to be ready for a couple to move into. It might need work. And the ones that are really nice are going to go very, very quickly. There's a housing shortage in most parts of northern Wisconsin. So what we need to do is try to figure out a way to leverage the asset of their home into some sort of a down payment or reinvestment into a project that they're going to be excited about living in. And maybe, if we plan it right, a place that they can continue to age in and get services brought in to them so that they don't have to keep moving depending upon their abilities.
We've got full phone lines. I want to bring on some callers now. Patty is with us in Birchwood. Patty, hi.
Hi. Yes, I do agree that zoning laws are archaic. We were trying to find a house that allowed my sister to live in one part of it in an apartment, and then my parents, elderly parents, in another. And we were looking at houses where we would make an apartment in the house, and there were zoning restrictions on that. So, yes, those laws are archaic. But this issue is nationwide, and I truly believe with the discrepancy in wealth in this country, I think that's one of the problems. And if we actually had a living wage for people, I don't think it would be a difficult problem to solve. And I'll listen off the air.
Thanks. Representative, thanks for that call, Representative Allen. Some people have said, okay, this is partly a cost of housing problem. This is also partly an income disparity problem, as Patty was making the case there.
Well, as with any market, you've got supply and you've got demand. And when we talked about the retiree situation earlier, one of the problems is that that we're having in Waukesha County is a lot of folks have they're empty nesters, their kids are grown, they've moved out of the house, and they don't want to leave the community. So they stay in their house. The trouble is if there's not any new housing coming in, then there's housing options for them as retirees, maybe apartment buildings. A lot of communities look negatively about retirement about apartment buildings, but yet that's where the retirees would move to. If you built an apartment in their community, they'd move to that apartment. That would open up the single-family home for that younger family moving in. So a lot of times we just have to look at it from a supply and demand standpoint. Sometimes we need to increase the supply of overall supply of housing to bring those prices down. The challenge sometimes when we say, well, it's a wage issue or an income issue, that's, you know, we all have income problems. Everybody's got an income problem. And because there's never enough. And the trouble is when the wages increase, that increases demand. That also drives prices up. So it's there's always a disequilibrium in the marketplace. And I think, you know, when you asked earlier, what's the state's role? The state can facilitate that by encouraging kind of a workforce housing development, working with the locals to encourage that. But the locals have to be cognizant of what's happening in their local market and making sure they're meeting the housing demand that's needed at the time.
Patty, thanks for the call. Danny joins us next in Marinette. Danny, hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I got a thing about price gouging by landlords. We have Marinette Marine up here in the city of Marinette, and they bring in all these contractors that make big money. And I've seen ads in the paper where apartments one week were like $300, $400 for a one-bedroom apartment, and now the contractors are in town looking for places to live. They're shooting the rent rates up to like $700, $800 just for a one-bedroom apartment. And none of these kids around here can afford that. They're coming out of school, and they're doubling up with each other just to afford to live in a place.
Danny, thanks a lot for that call. And this is a story we hear around the country, Senator Buley, mm-hmm. a great economic success. San Francisco, Portland, you name it, but that drives up costs and it makes a lot of the locals unable to afford a place. Danny says we're seeing it here in Wisconsin, too.
Well, I agree. I think that there's a portion of the people who live in our state who make a very modest wage and who do not have the ability to look forward to getting a big raise, to be changing. They're going to probably stay at that level. And as other circumstances bring in people who can afford a higher rent, they are going to be left behind. And we need, that's exactly the niche that we need to provide. It will not be a huge profit center for a developer. That's just going to be the fact of it. They are eager, if they see the market, to build things that are slick and are going to make a lot of money and are going to satisfy a certain group of people who can afford it. But most of us are middle to lower income and do not anticipate moving up. We just want to stay well. And I think it is up to the state to examine very carefully what are the pressures, why aren't the developers coming in to do these modest developments, and see if there's a way that we can expedite that or at least find a way to make it easier for them.
Thanks, Danny, for the call. We're talking about affordable housing in Wisconsin with State Senator Janet Buley, State Representative Scott Allen. Back to your calls now. Craig joins us in Menominee. Craig, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What'd you want to bring up, Craig?
So it's kind of going off of what your most recent caller was saying about the younger students coming out of college, and it's hard to find affordable housing. But I'll add another factor to that. I'm in that situation, but I'm also married. So in my situation, it would be really weird to try to find other people, I think, to get to room with us to make rent cheaper. And it's also hard to find affordable housing that's you know, up to code. A lot of the stuff that we looked at earlier when we were trying to find our apartment, you know, the sinks and the toilets, everything needed to be replaced. You could tell it was like 30 years old.
Craig, thanks a lot for sharing your story. I appreciate that. We've got a couple minutes left, and I want to take it from where Representative Allen, Senator Buley, to economic development. It's Wisconsin's Housing and Economic Development Authority. If young people like Craig, just out of college, can't find a place to live, does that hurt Wisconsin's economy, Representative Allen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to house the workforce to be able to grow. And we have employers in Waukesha County that are starving for employees, and they can't attract them because housing prices are just out of control in Waukesha County. So it hinders their economic growth. Then they have to look at neighboring states or neighboring counties, and they have to look at – and it's very costly for them to expand or to move or to open up a second location. They'd much rather grow internally where they're located. And so housing is an important issue.
Thanks a lot for that call, Craig. Senator Buley, as we start to wrap up, zoning reform isn't always the sexiest topic for the public, I don't think. Do you feel a sense of urgency, though, when you hear stories like the ones we heard from our callers?
I think that zoning reform can be a component, but I don't think it's going to be the silver bullet. We have to look at multiple things from the ground in terms of the regulations all the way through the kinds of ways that we can incentivize developers and make the rents or the home payments more available for low to middle income people. Some of the things that we do sort of like, for example, the previous caller said that the rental properties are not good. Most communities do not have any rental ordinances or the ability to enforce them. If they have them, they're complaint driven. They're not rather go out and inspect. And therefore, the rental units are subpar.
I want to thank all of our callers, and that flew on by. We'll maybe have you back again to talk about these issues. Senator Buley, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure. And do ask me back. I'll come.
Representative Allen, thanks for coming up.
It's been a pleasure.
Been talking to Democratic State Senator Janet Buley from Ashland and Republican Representative Scott Allen from Waukesha looking at affordable housing in Wisconsin. You can keep this conversation going on over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.